Good evening. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry.
On this vote, the yeas are 216, the nays are 212. The motion is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
A 2018 Republican budget resolution blueprint was passed by the House of Representatives today. It was a 216-212 vote. It eliminates the state and local tax deductions to pay for trillions in tax cuts for corporate special interests. House Democrats say even those who voted against it played politics by delaying their vote until the motion passed. They say the bill is devastating to New Yorkers. Chair of the Democratic Caucus, Queens Congressmember Crowley, says this budget will hike taxes on the hardest working Americans and cut earned benefits like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while lavishing extensive tax breaks on corporate special interests. Crowley says it's undeniably bad policy that will set America back decades. He held a press call today on the vote to get out the word to congressional districts on what is going on. Have a listen.
The purpose of this call is really to bring attention to what took place a little earlier on the floor today, and that is the Republicans passed their budget bill. In there, a provision that would make way for a $1.5 trillion cut into our nation's deficit to help pay for a tax cuts to the richest in the nation. And included in that, we believe, will be an elimination of deductibility of state and local taxes, also known as SALT. It's really the first step, the first stage, and the precursor to their massive tax giveaway to the very wealthiest in our nation and to big corporations, and putting on the backs of working men and women in our country with no economic security, no movement towards jobs and economic security. Although a number of our Republican colleagues voted against the budget, the proof will be in the pudding. Whether or not this will continue to be a measure that will be included in their tax bill. So really the pressure is not off. It's only been redoubled now. The efforts here from states like New York and others where this issue will be devastating if the deductibility is eliminated. You know, just to give you some statistics, 3.25 million New Yorkers claim the state and local tax deduction. They did that in 2014. In my own district, in the 14th Commercial District, 84,000 taxpayers made use of state and local tax deduction. 40% of taxpayers earning between $50,000 and $75,000, the heart of the working men and women of New York State, claimed state and local tax deductibility. And half of the beneficiaries and households have incomes of less than $200,000. So we know that this really is something that affects the middle class tremendously hard in New York State. It would be devastating to a state like New York if this were allowed to go through, but other states as well. So with that, I'd like to turn over now to Sean Patrick Maloney. If you're on the line, Sean, the stage is yours.
I am, Joe. Thank you very much. Well, real simple, this is a shot below the waterline for Hudson Valley homeowners. We have some of the highest rates of deductions being claimed, and we have some of the highest property values and property taxes. That's a toxic combination with this Republican tax scheme. For example, in Westchester County, 228,000 people claim a state and local property tax and income tax deduction. That's an average of $34,345 per family. $34,345 on average being claimed in Westchester County and 228,000 families. This is a terrible idea that will hurt middle-class homeowners in the Hudson Valley to benefit wealthy and well-connected insiders. Anybody who votes for this thing should have their head examined if they live where we do. And that's it. The last point, the realtors in my part of the world, and I believe this is true in all of New York, will tell you that they expect a 10% drop in property values if this tax bill is enacted. A 10% drop in your house value because they're taking away the ability to deduct the taxes on it. That's a killer for the folks I represent. We need to defeat this bill. Back to you, Joe.
Thank you, Sean. Is Congressman Swazi been able to join us yet?
Yep, I'm here, Joe. Thanks so much.
Tom, it's all yours. Go ahead.
You know, this is just going to be so awful for so many people. But people should understand that the state and local tax deduction, the concept behind it is you pay your taxes to the state of New York, you pay your taxes to the city of New York, you pay your taxes to your school district or your town or your village out on Long Island, and you get to deduct that income from your federal taxes. If they get rid of it, which is being proposed right now by this Republican Congress, that means you're going to get taxed on the money that you already paid in taxes. It's just patently unfair. It's been in place in the United States of America since the 1800s. And in my district, there are 255,000 households, the largest amount of households of any congressional district in New York State, that claim the SALT deduction. And it's 43% of every household that files taxes, and it's going to cost them $18,000 per household in deductions. So this is just would be a death knell for every district in New York State and in places like New Jersey and other places as well. You have to remember something. New York State taxpayers are huge net donors to the federal government. We give a lot more money to the federal government than we get back. And this is a double hit on top of that fact that we're already subsidizing other red states throughout the United States of America. So this is patently unfair. I can't see how any New York elected official could possibly support this concept. And I'm proud to join with my colleagues on the call today in fighting against this and trying to educate the public that you can't eliminate the state and local tax deduction. It would be patently unfair to New Yorkers, especially after we do so much by giving so much money to the state more than we get to the federal government than we get back. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Tom. Before I turn over to Lou Slaughter, I just want to point out that the budget passed here in the House 216-12, with every Democrat and Republican from New York State voting no but two. But we know, Tom and all, that this is only the beginning. This is only the first stage that sets the opportunity up for them to bring a tax bill to the floor that in all likelihood will include SALT, or, as we say, the state and local tax deduction. With that, let me turn it to Louise Slaughter from Rochester, New York.
Thank you very much, Joe. This is a massive tax increase for my part of the state up in western New York. The two Republicans that voted for it are neighbors of mine, and I'm absolutely baffled by their action. As Tom Swazi pointed out, and we all remember from the late, great Senator Pat Monahan, that New York has always been a donor state, giving much more money to the federal government than we ever get back. So this is like pouring more salt into our wounds. That states were happy to vote that we would not be able to take advantage of what our state has always given us. I remember when Mario Cuomo was governor, and they tried to do the same thing here, and he came down and made a very eloquent plea, as he always did, for his state, and we were able to beat it back. I frankly went into that vote this morning thinking again that with New Jersey, New York, California, that we might have enough members to really cause grief. This is devastating to us. And if they go ahead and we raise those taxes on the hardworking families in our state, particularly in upstate New York, where we're really struggling to rebuild our economy, I feel very insulted by what happened here today. We're not going to be comfortable in going back and trying to say that what happened in the Congress today was a tax cut for the wealthy, a tax increase for them.
Greg Meeks, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, Greg.
So let me join with my colleagues. First, I'll start out by just saying it's devastating for the 5th Congressional District also, which is Queens and Nassau County. Over 40% of the households in the district file or claiming SALT. That's 136,853 people claimed SALT deductions last year, which would mean an additional taxation of them of about $19,000. Middle class, hardworking, everyday people. $19,000. Now, what is hypocritical about this this bill, this budget that passed in. Now, they, under the same scenario, these hard workers are asked to pay more. But is the SALT going to apply to the local businesses and corporations, big corporations? Of course not. The big corporations will still be able to deduct as a the cost of doing business their state and local taxes that they pay. So what's good for the goose should be good for the gander. But what we have here is a discriminatory bill, a budget that discriminates against the middle class on behalf of the upper 1% and the top wage earners in the state of New York. On addition to that, this issue is so serious and so important for New York, and I know that Joe has indicated that all but two members of the Republicans in the state voted along with us or voted no, but just voting no in this instance, as Joe indicated, is not enough. Now, I happen to have watched the board carefully when these votes were taking place, and I noticed several of the New York members waited until the last second to vote to see if, in fact, the Republicans had the vote first. And they only voted no once they knew the Republicans had the vote, which tells me that they are not sincere in fighting to stop this. They are in the majority. They need to be very vocal. There should be, they should be doing this press conference saying how upset they are and that they will be going down to the White House and talking to the speaker, that this cannot stand. But we're not hearing that or seeing that. And I was very concerned when I saw them look like playing politics, only voting once the vote was won by the Republican Party in a very close manner, which tells me that they're not serious about this. This is a serious issue for New York State working middle-class residents, and this would be devastating to them, and I hope that my Republican colleagues step up because they did not do so, even voting no today, because it was a weak vote, if you look at it, how they voted, waiting until the vote had been actually passed before they voted.
Great observation, Greg. We appreciate that, both in terms of our Republicans' really reluctance to support us in this effort to defeat the budget, as well, I think, another example of giving more rights to corporations than to individuals here in our country, again, where as you say, the bill itself, the Republican tax bill, no likelihood will allow corporations to keep the deduction for state local taxes while eliminating the individual's opportunity to deduct that. It's a great point.
Well, let me say something for a second. It's that we need to bear down on the case of New York. If those two members, the Republicans, had voted with us, had voted no with us, it would have been a tie. And we probably could have beaten the thing this morning. Because I think that they've got somebody with a broken arm to make change the one vote to get what they got. And something that that we need to be thinking about before the next vote comes up.
Yeah, two votes would have defeated it. That's true. Let me go to Jerry Nadler.
Well, thank you. I want to make a number of observations. First, about the vote this morning. It is true, Collins and Reed voted early for it, and Faso, Katko, Stefanik, and Tenney held their votes out till the last minute. So obviously, the Republican leadership expected that if they needed the votes from Faso, Katko, Stefanik, and Tenney, then they either had them or they had a good shot at them because they held their votes out. They didn't vote no till the last minute when they were already over the top. So that's not an honest vote. It shows that they were probably ready to vote for it had the arithmetic indicated that. But let me talk also about the substance here. The first income tax was enacted during the Civil War to pay for the Civil War. State and local taxes were exempted at that time and when the income tax was reinstituted in World War I, and always have been, because it's considered unfair for double taxation, to be taxed on the same money twice. Second of all, if you tax state and local taxes, you develop tremendous pressure, economic pressure, competitive pressure from one state to the other, to the state not to have high taxes or not to have higher taxes, because it becomes anti-competitive. So what you're really saying, contrary to what the Republicans are always saying about the decision-making is best, it's left to local governments, the federal government shouldn't intrude, the federal government here is coming in and saying you can't tax yourselves to pay for schools, to pay for highways, to pay for sanitation. because we will penalize you if you do, and we will make it even worse in terms of competition for where industry or other tax bases are going to locate. The other point is, we always had, until about 30 years ago, you deducted your state and local income taxes and sales taxes. There was already a compromise made where you can now choose whether to deduct income taxes or sales taxes, because states that don't have income taxes, you can still deduct sales taxes. But in New York, for instance, you deduct your income taxes, you can't deduct your sales taxes. So some of our taxes are already doubly taxed. Now they want to go the rest of the way. And this is a deliberate attempt by the federal, or by Republicans running the federal government, to oppose local decision making, to say that the people in Washington know better, because we are going to tell states you can't tax as much as you might want to support schools or highways or healthcare or whatever. And it would be devastating. I'm not going to repeat what my colleagues have said about how devastating this would be, but it's also totally unfair. It's unfair to individuals who live in the states. It's unfair to the states and to the decision, to the democratic way of making decisions in the states. It's also unfair because, of course, as was pointed out before, we're not doing this to corporations. Corporations can continue to deduct local taxes as a business expense, but not individuals. Unfair in every way, and designed to enable. And why are we considering doing this? To enable a huge tax cuts for the rich, so that the 5,400 estates in the country that are subject to the estate tax, 5,400 a year, because they're over $11 million a couple, shouldn't have to pay estate taxes, so Donald Trump's kids can get $1 billion apiece in tax cuts just on the estate tax, so that we can lower taxes on the richest 1%. It's just wrong, and we ought to oppose it.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Jerry. Let me now turn to Grace Meng.
Thank you, Joe. I don't want to repeat what all my colleagues have said already, but I do want to emphasize that it is particularly egregious for New York State because hardworking New Yorkers pay much more to our federal government in taxes than we receive in revenue, a difference of $40.9 billion. New York obviously sends a disproportionate amount of revenue to the federal government, despite city residents paying $96 billion in personal income taxes. New York City received back only about $61 billion from the federal government. In my district, 30% of households would have rely on the SALT deduction to get back an average of $11,000 each year, which means that my constituents and their families would have to budget for a loss of $11,000 every year so we can give a tax cut to the very wealthy. I'm glad to see that most of our New York colleagues on the other side of the aisle fought to keep the SALT deduction in place, but we have to work together to prevent House leadership from getting rid of this deduction that so many of our constituents depend on. This is a deduction that affects both blue and red congressional districts. Enclaves of high-income Republicans live in the New York suburbs, for example. About 45% of the top 20 districts ranked by percentage of residents claiming that this deduction have Republican representatives. So this affects both Republican and Democrat constituents. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Grace. With that, operator, we'll go to questions now.
Hello. Thank you, Congress members, for doing this call. I was wondering if you think that either Congress people or Congressman Reed or Collins are gettable in this way, and also if anyone would like to weigh in and sort of offer on the point that Congressman Nadler made, that even five of the seven no votes or four of the seven no votes were, as you said, sort of waiting to be let out of the tank before they actually voted no.
Jerry, if you want to take that, or Greg? Are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that it was a game that was being played. As I said, I've sat in the back of the room so I could watch how the votes were coming down, so that I could look and see who was serious, who was going up first, you know, who didn't care what the politics was. And I deliberately saw a number of New Yorkers, the names of which Jerry mentioned, had not voted, period, till the very end, when, in fact,
the prerequisite number of votes for it to pass had passed, then all of a sudden they voted yes, which says that they were playing game. They had to talk to one another and decided that they would have voted yes if their vote was needed. So they're not serious about protecting the hardworking men and women of New York State. You don't hear from them, and that means they would have cast a yes vote if their vote was needed. They were missing in action, actually, at the time of critical mass, and just came aboard once they knew that they didn't have to because the Republicans had enough votes elsewhere. That's a political game. That's not standing up for New York. That's not making sure that you're supporting middle-class New Yorkers. We got to make sure that we call them out because there's going to be some more votes on this, and they've got to stand up. And those two votes, as said earlier, made the difference in this election, in this vote, rather. That's why this bill passed, and that should not be forgotten.
The answer, I think, to the question as to whether they're gettable or not, I would just point out that in Mr. Reed's district, 68,300 residents in 2015 filed the deduction for a state and local tax deduction. And in Mr. Collins' district, 166,200 households claimed the state and local tax deductions. So in terms of gettable, they're among some of the highest in the state. And certainly I think if they are looking out on behalf of the interests of the constituents, the people they represent, I would say they have to be gettable.
Joe, it's Sean Maloney. If I can just say, the point that really needs emphasizing is that it is not enough for these New York Republicans to vote no. I mean, if this tax bill kills Hudson Valley property values, New York Republicans will have their fingerprints on the murder weapon. They need to raise their voices, go to the president, go to their own leadership, and kill this thing. They cannot stand by quietly comforting themselves that they put a red N up on a vote board when this thing becomes law. They have to stop it, and they can do that. They can stop this bill, and they have to be held accountable for it. Watch very closely, because the sound you're going to hear is silence from these members, because they're going to look the other way while this thing takes a shot below the waterline for Hudson Valley taxpayers and homeowners.
Yeah, so.
Well said, Sean. Is there any other question, operator?
We do have a few more questions. Tom Broom, you may ask your question. Please state your company name.
Hi, Tom Broom with Newsday. I have a question for Congressman Swazi. Representative Tom Reed, who voted for the resolution this morning, was on Bloomberg News and said that he was going to try to work out a solution to the salt problem through tax credits. He's part of your Problem Solvers Conference. Are you working with him on this?
He has not made the proposal regarding the tax credits to the group yet, and I really need to hear what the details are, but I'm very disappointed that he voted yes for this budget today. He was one of the two Republicans that voted yes. And when you look at the Problem Solvers Caucus, one of the things I've asked the other day is to get a sense of the group as to how they feel, because most of those members are from states that are very badly affected by the elimination of the state and local tax deduction. So this is a problem not only in New York State, but in many states throughout the country. Certainly in our region, we're disproportionately affected, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. But there are other states throughout the country that are very badly affected by this. Reed has not made a formal proposal to the Problem Solvers Caucus. Quite frankly, it's not something that I'm very interested in negotiating, me speaking personally. I think that this is something that's been in place, as been pointed out in this phone call, since the 1800s. First time it was done, as Nadler pointed out, was during the Civil War. We've been through this battle many times. And in the case of my district on Long Island and Queens and New York State as a whole, we are going to be treated so poorly given the fact that we're net donors to the federal government. And it will affect all of our taxpayers in a very negative way.
What can you guys do about it? And I mean that from the Chicago Sense guys. What can Democrats do about it, though?
We're doing something about it right now. This is Congressman Crowley speaking. We're calling attention to this issue, that this is the first phase, and ultimately what they want to try to do is include this in their so-called tax reform bill, which really is a massive tax cut to the mega wealthy in this country and to big corporations. And they're going to try to do it on the back of middle-class people, like we're pointing out here. And we're hoping that through efforts like this, that you'll all be able to get the word out to not only our constituents, but all those who will be affected by this. That's what this exercise and other exercises will be about in the future.
We need to do a better job, and we will continue to do a better job, of educating people when their members of Congress are voting against the interests of the people they represent. They're voting for their party's interest as opposed to their residents' and constituents' interest. And this is a perfect example of that. I mean, look at the rest of this tax bill. It was pointed out earlier about the estate tax. You know that 2 out of 1,000 filers take advantage of the estate tax deduction right now? 2 out of 1,000. So they're going to give this massive tax break to 2 out of every 1,000 tax filers by eliminating the estate tax. It's reprehensible. And we just need to continually educate the public about what's being done here.
And this is a message that goes to not just Democrats, to Republicans. Because when you look at this, the salt issue, this is not a Democrat just for Democrats in New York or the independents or Republicans. This affects every New Yorker. Every middle-class New Yorker just about is affected by this, irrespective of party affiliation. And we think that the hard workers, once the message gets out, and I will tell you, I think that we will, you know, in the way we hope that the press will also get it out, but we'll be going around and making sure we're knocking on doors and letting folks know that people in Congress are going against their better interests. They are going for the top 1% in these tax cuts, so-called tax cuts and tax reform, at their detriment, and they will have to pay for it. And so the word getting out is tremendously important.
And then, again, as we've pointed out, but we might as well say it again, this example of leaving out, of eliminating the state and local tax deduction will result in a tax increase for people in New York State, an average of $5,400 per filer. So this is a tax increase for New Yorkers. They're talking about delivering a tax cut to the middle class throughout America. Well, not for New York taxpayers. We're getting the short end of the stick here.
You've been listening to Democratic members of the New York Congressional Delegation on the Republican Budget Resolution Blueprint passed by the House of Representatives. You heard Congressmember Joe Crowley, Jerry Nadler, Sean Patrick Maloney, Louise Slaughter, and Gregory Meeks. New York Republicans who voted against the bill were Representatives Zeldin, King, Donovan, Faso, Stefanik, Tenney, and Representative John Katko. Congressmembers Reed and Collins voted for the Republican bill, and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says they've been derelict in their duty to represent the New Yorkers who sent them to Washington. Instead, they put party allegiance over economic security and fairness. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.